Time's now 5:32. We're going to continue the show now by welcoming to the program the brand new editor of the Chatham News and Record, Mr. Matt Mercer. Matt, thank you so much for making time to be on the program this afternoon.
Yes, sir, Andrew. Appreciate it. Thank you for inviting me on.
Wanted to start with the obvious big question that I think a lot of people in Chatham County have. You're at work right now. It's on. What's going to change in the immediate?
I think in the immediate future, there's really not anything we're looking to change. I think if you look at what we've been able to do over the last several years, we really view the Chatham News and Record as a force multiplier for what we're trying to do with our local editions. And I think they're going to continue to keep doing some incredible work at telling stories that matter in Chatham County.
I think that's the that phraseology you use there, the stories that matter in Chatham County, I think is what a lot of people are looking for as, you know, and there aren't a lot of news outlets that regularly cover Chatham County, so that makes it a pretty important publication. And that was kind of my next question. How committed to that hyper-local coverage is the new version of the Chatham News and Record going to be?
I think the same, if not better. What we've been able to do with North State Journal is we've launched, before the acquisition of Chatham, we launched five local editions over the last several years, including three within the past 2 years, which I think by my math makes us the only growing newspaper in North Carolina at the moment, and that's something we're happy about. And I think it's because of that commitment to being hyperlocal, to telling you what's going on, you know, with anything from a town council to prep sports. I know that they're in the middle of some playoffs right now in Chatham County, and that's something we're looking to continue and increase.
We're visiting with Matt Mercer, the new publisher of the Chatham News and Record. And I think that a lot of people have, you know, even just on the surface, the real talk here is this is a hyper-local paper that's been around for over 100 years that has been bought up by a statewide conglomerate. And people are a little concerned that that's not going to translate into the same type of local coverage. What would you say to people who are feeling that way?
Yeah, and I know it's one thing to say that, but honestly, I think what we'll do is we'll demonstrate that commitment by the product we put out every week. You know, I think in the last 2 weeks since the acquisition was made official, it's been great working with Ben and Taylor and Jeremy and Valeria and the entire team at the Chatham News and Record. And one thing I told them, especially when we first met, is like we're not looking to change a lot of what you're doing, because what you're doing is producing an award-winning paper that does an incredible amount for a county that's going to be really important in North Carolina's future. And so we're definitely want to continue to tell those stories.
Matt Mercer is the new editor of the Chatham News and Record. The previous editor of the Chatham News and Record was Bill Horner. And I got to ask the question about filling those shoes. Bill's a media professional and a Chatham County native who's been doing media in one form or another for several decades. What's that going to be like, both for you personally, I guess, and what's that going to be like for you as you communicate with the community?
Yeah, I would say that Bill Horner has probably forgotten more about producing newspapers than I could ever hope to learn in his career. And we certainly wish him well. And as much as he would like to be involved, I think that's something we welcome. But it's not just me. We have an incredible publisher, Neil Robbins, who really had this vision for what we can do with maintaining, you know, local ownership with our newspapers, and local news editor, Griffin Daughtry. He's coming in as well to help lead a lot of the local news efforts. And he also leads our other five local editions that we have in our other counties. And so I'd encourage everyone, you know, you can read those and get an idea for what we're trying to do. But really, we view the team in Chatham County as what can be a model for us as we continue to grow and continue to tell these stories in counties.
Matt Mercer is our guest. He's the editor of the Chatham News and Record, which was recently acquired by the North State Journal. And I'll be frank, a lot of people that I'm talking to are concerned that based on some of the other reporting in the North State Journal, that the Chatham News and Record is going to turn into a repository for conservative talking points. I wonder if you could respond to that kind of perception that's out there.
I certainly understand that perception, and I would say that for my tenure since I took over the paper in 2020, our news is probably the most diverse newsroom in North Carolina, and I'll stand on that to anyone who says anything different. I think our reporting is fact-based and must be corroborated, otherwise it doesn't run. And we absolutely have a different opinion section than I think a lot of other newspapers have. But I think that's valued, and I think that's a hole that's been missing in North Carolina. And we want to bring balance to the conversation and really stick by our motto, which is elevating the conversation and having these discussions and debating, but also being agreeable at the same time. And that's really what we try to do and what we see as our role.
When you say the most diverse newsroom, what do you mean by diverse exactly?
I would say the individual political perspectives range from one side to the other, and I don't know that a lot of other newsrooms necessarily have that, but it makes for lively conversations that we have, whether that's in person or on weekly phone calls or everything else.
Is there any effort to, you're talking about ideological diversity, is there any effort to enhance the diversity culturally?
I would say that in Chatham County, there's absolutely a need for coverage of their Hispanic population, and that's something we're committed to doing and committing to doing not just in Chatham County, but across the state, because it is such a growing area.
That was literally my next question, so thank you for that. We are visiting.
Share the notes with me earlier. I don't know if you knew that or
right.
not.
We're visiting with Matt Mercer from the Chatham News and Record. And the Chatham News and Record, if you did not catch this news in the last couple of weeks, has been acquired by the North State Journal. And the new editor is Matt Mercer, and he's who we're talking with right now. I did want to, you know, obviously the big news here is that acquisition, but there's also, as we were saying earlier, a lot of news in Chatham County happening all the time. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what the current coverage in either this edition or what you've got coming up in the next edition will be.
Yeah, so I think for Chatham County and in the town, Siler City, Pittsburgh, you know, I think budget season, when they're trying to put their budgets together and things they need, and also for the school board, that you really have to look over those with a fine-tooth comb. And I think that's what our reporters are doing. You know, there's a mandate in state law that basically says they've got to have these done here coming up in the next 6 weeks or so. So that's always a very key time when you're looking at what goes on in the counties.
We're visiting with Matt Mercer from the Chatham News and Record, and we are almost out of time already. Is there anything that you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I would say I hope everyone is able to enjoy this week's edition. I think there's a good cross-section of news in here. I'll also mention there's some great feature stories as well, where we're really able to go into, you know, schools and high schools and profile kids, and also the way Chatham County is performing in spring sports right now is definitely something that I think is rallying a lot of folks to support their high schools, and that's something that we definitely want to continue.
Yes, for whatever reason, I've only lived in Chatham County for a year now, but I continue to be astounded at the quality of the high school sports programs. It seems like there's always somebody in competition for a state title in Chatham County. It's impressive.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I know in this week's paper, I know we've got some baseball and also some golf. So I think it's a great time to be a resident of Chatham County, not just for sports, but also because of the growth and everything that entails. So it's an exciting time, and we're excited to be a big part of that.
That's the voice of Matt Mercer. He's the new editor of the Chatham News and Record. And I thank you so much for making time to jump on the phone and talk with us today. And I hope we get to visit again in the future.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.